We're going.
I had a haircut last week. I wish you would shut up, cut. Honestly, mate, or the comb of silence.
Imagine they were next door to each other. Oh. The comb of silence versus shut up, cut. Which one would you go to?
I'd go to comb of silence, I reckon.
I reckon you'd have more females at the comb of silence.
Yeah.
I think shut up, cut is for bikies, skinheads.
Yep.
And blokes with tattoos.
Yeah. I reckon they're using the clippers at shut up cut.
Yep.
Where comb of silence, it's old school scissor cut.
Yeah. I told you about where I get my hair cut and they put the music on, right?
Yeah.
And it's blaring.
Why?
And it's
why would they do that?
I don't know, but it's also all that rap.
Oh no.
The N word, the C word.
Oh, wow.
Like it's full on, and they're getting kids are getting cut in there. The kids are getting haircut and they don't turn it down. Right. They're bopping away and they're speaking Arabic.
Really?
I got an Arabic hairdresser.
Boy or girl.
He's trying to convince me. He's trying to convince me to go to Turkey.
Yeah, apparently it's one of the greatest joints in the world.
Well, I've been to Turkey before, but not for a whole. I went there for a holiday, but he wants me to go there and get the hair transplant.
Oh, didn't you say mate of yours did this?
Yeah, Eggie's going to go and get it done.
You don't need a hair transplant. I like your hair.
But now Turkish Airways are running specials to Turkey because the demand's so big.
You're kidding me?
No.
What, just Australia or all over the world?
So a business idea.
Yeah, right, hey.
Just for this trip, they should change their name.
Yes.
To Turkish Airways.
Actually, that's very clever.
They should just for the trip, if you want to go over there, if you book with Turkish Airways, you get a 25% discount.
They wouldn't even have to do much. So no. They have to put a H in there.
Put
a
H.
Just put a little H.
There you go. Can I give you a business idea related to that?
Yeah.
A barber shop, I haven't got a name for it, but a barber shop in the Qantas Club.
Oh.
Because when you check in, if you go to the Qantas Club, if you're one of those people who goes to the Qantas Club, right, you're killing time.
Yeah.
You've got nothing to do. So, and you could charge like, say, I don't know, $25 for a quick little trim. If you're a business bloke or a business lady going to an interstate meet, or maybe not a lady, a bloke might do it. Maybe a woman wouldn't do it. But a guy, $25, a quick little
we
trim.
We can franchise this.
Yes.
Check-in cut.
There you go.
Hey, you've just reminded me, you two, talking about planes, what happened to me last week.
Oh.
You are not going to believe this.
Is this a good story or a bad story?
No, this is good. This is a lucky story. I'm a lucky person. Like, things happen to me.
Well, I'm unlucky when it comes to flying, and I'll tell you my unlucky story later.
Were you? Well... Remember I did that trip from Amsterdam to Budapest and all I had to do was play golf.
Boat.
Yeah, all I had to do was play golf four times along the way, host a trip.
And look at 300 castles.
And looked at the ABC, another bloody castle, another bloody church. I mean, it was good, but, you know, after a while.
Good food, though.
Yeah. The same mob gave me a phone call.
ATP?
Yeah. Is it ATP or APT?
APT.
Well, now which one's the tennis?
The tennis is ATP.
Oh, this is
ATP.
This is APT.
APT World Tours, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
It'd have to be World Tours.
Mate, they're big. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not just Australia, it's huge. Anyway, I get a phone call.
Oh, nice.
From my old mate Craig James. He goes, Mark.
Jamesy.
We're thinking about doing another trip. And I said, okay. He goes, well, you know, I'm pretty busy these days. I'm not sure whether I could just get the time off like last time. He goes, I'll just come in. I thought, all right, I'll just come in. And I get in there and he introduced me to Michael.
Oh, you got his business card, have you?
I've got his business card.
Okay, for people listening, Marco is just putting his hands in every pocket he has.
Michael McCall.
Okay.
Head of Product Operations and Pre-Tour Services.
Well, hang on. Does it say ATP or APT?
Did it say it there?
The APT.
Oh.
Yep.
So he runs Captain's Choice.
He sounds important.
Yeah. He gets in there. He starts talking about private jets.
Oh, my.
He starts talking about...
We're not doing boats. We're doing jets.
Jets.
Oh, no.
He starts talking about... Money can't buy experiences.
Oh, my Lord.
He starts talking about throwing a few little golf courses in along the way, and he wanted me to host the golf.
Of course you do.
I said, how many days, Michael? He said, 16 days, maybe 17, maybe 18 days.
Oh.
I said, I don't want to play golf 15 times in 18 days. He goes, no one does. I thought, oh, beautiful. Thank God. How many times do you want to play golf? He goes, four or five. I said, what sort of courses? He goes, best in the world.
Oh.
So I'm going, oh, my God.
Private jets, best golf courses in the world.
Yeah.
So plus you'll be getting a lick.
Plus a lick.
A lick.
All right. Plus Trish can come. So I'm in the good books.
Well, that's good and bad.
Righto. So I start thinking, all right. One of my questions is, so these private jets, I mean, how far can they go? They go, well, we need some short trips. We need to break it up. So I go, Tara Eady, first stop. Melbourne to Tara Eady.
New Zealand.
It's a top 10 golf course in the world. Beautiful spot.
$1,000 to get on.
That's it. Then we go to Hawaii and we play the tournament. You know,
Maui.
We don't have to fly into Honolulu and then go across.
We go straight to Maui.
We go straight to Maui.
And I say we.
So we go straight to Maui. And then you play that golf course that they play at the Champions, which is, you know, the most beautiful views. You see whales going past the whole lot. And then you've got 3 or 4 days just at the resort, just cruising.
Well, you need it.
Just sitting by the pool recovering from the private air, you know, the trials and tribulations of traveling.
You know who
lives
on that course?
What's
that? You know who's got a house on that course?
Who?
Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey does.
Catch up with Oprah.
Well, if we don't have a tea party with Oprah Winfrey, we're just not trying.
You just say, Oprah, get on our jet.
Yeah.
Get off yours and get on our jet.
That's it.
This jet's rocking.
That's it. Anyway, so we're going in May. So I look up what tournaments are being played in May.
Oh, beautiful.
USPGA is being played.
Yeah.
So we are going to fly from Maui. Once we've recovered from golf and 4 days by the pool, we're going to fly from Maui straight to Miami.
Have to.
Then we're going to play TPC Sawgrass, where they just played this.
Oh, yes. Right.
Then if you want to, we'll get you a ticket to the USPGA Championship, which is, you know, being played at Copperhead just up in South Carolina.
I always think about Miami.
Yeah.
Ferraris.
Yeah.
I don't know why, I just think of Ferraris.
Miami Vice, that's why. Tubbs and Crockett, is that it?
What was that?
Tubbs and Crockett?
Did you just have a stroke?
I think I did.
I don't know what Tubbs and Crockett is.
Isn't that Miami Vice? Aren't they the two characters on Miami Vice?
I don't know.
No idea.
I think they are. Did you not watch Miami Vice?
I watched it, but I didn't really take interest in it.
That's where all the Ferraris come from.
What was his name, the star of Miami Vice?
Don Johnson.
DJ. I think he was Crockett. And the other one was Tubbs.
DJ.
Yeah, that's it.
Is this material to the golf trip story, though?
No.
Okay.
No, but that's why he thinks about Ferraris when he talk about Miami.
Okay,
that's it.
All right, so we've got to find another pool to sit by in Miami.
Oh, there's plenty.
They said, don't worry about a thing, Mark. We'll get that sorted for you.
Yes.
So after that, I thought to myself, I haven't been to New York for a while.
Got to go to New York.
I haven't been to New York. So because we're flying private jets.
And you'll be there, late May?
Yeah.
So late May, New York's starting to warm up. So you'll be up, 12 to 15 degrees, you'll be
that's
okay.
That's it. So we're going to spend a weekend in New York, but the golf in New York, there's a golf course called Cabot Cliffs.
One of your faves.
One of my favourites. It's a tick-off golf course. So we're not going to
Is that up near Montauk, is it?
Yeah, it's up on the east coast of Canada.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to stay in New York and just do a day trip to Cabo Cliffs.
Well, you got to.
Just up and back.
Yeah, I'll be just in the jet. Oh, I love this jet.
It is. All right. There's the opportunity.
No, you got to.
There's more.
Please tell me you go to the Monterey Peninsula. You got to go via the Monterey Peninsula on the way home.
Via the Monterey Peninsula. We're thinking about going to the Kentucky Derby just because we can. Because we're flying privately.
Well, I've been watching Secretariat's old races on TikTok lately. God, he was a good horse.
Then Kentucky Derby. We'll go to Monterey Peninsula.
Yep.
Yeah, why not?
Do Pebble.
Do
Cyprus?
No, I don't think I can get there too many people on Cyprus, but I can get them on Monterey Country Club.
Dan, you wouldn't know this, but there's only one member of Cyprus Point who is Australian.
Yes.
And it is
Bellew.
Charlie Bellew, which is Ted Bellew's brother.
Cousin.
No, brother.
Brother, is it?
Yeah, brother, okay. Charlie. And he got Marco on to Cyprus, and I was supposed to play there, but they had the US PGA Seniors event on at the time.
That's right. You missed out.
I was trying to get them to kick them off, but couldn't get it out.
He missed out.
Amazing.
He missed out.
Okay, you're talking about this trip like it's going to happen, whereas I reckon this bloke, Michael, is probably sitting there going, all right, you've shot a bit high here.
No. He wants more.
I can see the twinkle in his eyes. The tinkle in his eyes.
So I said to him, I said, hey, Mick, so are you going to have any trouble? He goes, mate, the amazing thing is we don't have any trouble filling up business class and first class trips. We have trouble filling up the other ones.
God.
There's
so many people with so much cash.
Yeah. It'd be $75,000 a ticket is what I think it might end up being.
I'll take two.
Yeah. You and your missus.
Oh, please.
Dan, you want to come? Play some golf?
I think so.
That sounds amazing.
Sometimes you just get lucky. And anyway, it hasn't happened yet, but it does.
It's a lazy chance.
No, it's a 9 out of 10.
They didn't get me in for nothing.
So on the back of that, yeah. I fly to Canberra on Monday. I had to go to Canberra on Monday, right? So
did you go privately?
No. Oh. So to fly from Melbourne to Canberra, guess what? How much do you think it is at 6:30 a.m. in the morning?
Well, you told us this last week on the pod.
Yeah, it's $800, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So I finally get to the check-in counter.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe.
But you're on the $411 flight at midday, right?
It ended up being a bit cheaper because I had the $159.
The what?
I got the $159 voucher.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
So the $159 voucher, yeah. But then they got to weigh your luggage.
Right.
Oh dear.
Hang on. How much luggage you got?
I got
a case of fireworks.
I got an allowance of 7 kilos. Carry on.
Right.
But because I'm coming back via Wodonga,
yeah.
I thought I'll just take a carry on bag.
Right.
A little carry on suitcase, and I had my backpack with my iPad in it.
You're not muling fireworks to Canberra.
I'm not bootlegging fireworks. So
doesn't seem outrageous what you've got. No.
So anyway, I get in there. My suitcase was 4.8 kilos.
Right.
Perfect.
No worries.
So I put this little baby in there, and it's 3 kilos on the knocker.
Right. But you're carrying that one on, right?
So that's 7.8 kilos. No, I'm carrying them both on.
Oh,
7.8 kilos. But it was 7 kilo limit. She goes, that'll be $75.
Oh. For 800 grams?
I said, I'm 800 grams over. I said, and the lady in front of me, she got charged $125 because she was 3.4 kilos over.
Oh, my God.
She weighs 65 kilos. I weigh double that. I'm 130 kilos. I said, I'm double her weight, yet she's carrying 3 kilos and you're going to sting her 125. I said, and I'm 800 grams over and you're going to sting me 75. Yep, they're the policies. I said, she goes, unless you take something out. So I went to the back of the line. And I'm looking through my bag and there's nothing I can take out. So there was some keys in there and my glasses.
Yeah.
I knew that was only probably 100 grams.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this plane is a 400-ton aeroplane and they're worried about 800 grams. So anyway, I took my iPad out, which I'll show you.
Yeah. Carried it on.
And it's an iPad Pro, right?
Yeah.
Suck it down your pants.
It's a good one.
So feel that. It's a kilo.
Oh, a kilo and a half.
All right. So I get that, I hold it in my hand with my phone like this and I walk up and I weigh them and I came out at 6.75 kilos.
How good.
She goes, sorry, sir, that's carry-on. I said, no, it's not, it's my phone. She goes, what do you mean it's your phone? I said, well, I take messages on it and I can make calls on it. She goes, look, I'll let it slip on this one occasion. And I thought, Shitstar is the worst airline, like just the customer service. It's all about, it's just about... And you're going on a $75,000 fucking jet.
That's it.
Like, no, seriously.
It's a trip worth $75,000. The jet's probably worth about $10 million.
Anyway, that's my story with Jetstar.
Anyway, I don't want to finish it there.
You want to keep rubbing it in?
No.
Am I allowed to take luggage on?
That's my dream trip, right? That's my dream trip. I want to know what you would do. So if they put you in the same room, it doesn't have to be golf. It can be, what would you do? You've got 18 days. You've got... the best of everything. All you have to do is tell Michael what you would do.
As an 18-year-old, it was the Playboy Mansion.
Yes.
Straight to the Playboy Mansion, 18 days in the grotto.
Yes.
And I would have come out waterlogged.
Halloween. The Halloween party.
Halloween.
At the Playboy Mansion.
That would have been the go-to.
Yeah.
But I did my trip when I turned 50. My trip was to go to England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales playing golf.
Yeah.
And I did it.
Did you love it?
Unbelievable.
What was the highlight? What course was the highlight?
No, you know the highlight was?
What?
Silverstone F1.
Really?
Because we had the corporate tickets for Silverstone.
Oh, that's right.
So that was the, like, we went there on a golf trip, and the best thing was the racing.
The Grand Prix.
It was unbelievable. And that's when
were
I
they good tickets? Oh. Where were you?
Boy, I was sitting in the driver's seat almost. but ran into Chris Lynn, the cricketer. And had fun with him, and that was unbelievable. And then I think Wales. I think the golf in Wales was best.
Golf in Wales?
St. David's was really good. County Down.
Did you get a bad day at County Down? Because it always rains up there.
They had the most perfect day. Just played with three absolute pelicans.
Oh, you've told us that story.
Three pelicans. Yeah. But no, I've been lucky enough. I've done a lot of travelling. So for me, if I was to actually put everything down and go back to one spot, go back to the Greek Islands.
Yeah. What do you reckon the lefty's favourite trip would be? I reckon it'd be the lefty here,
North Korea,
in our group. I reckon he'd like to go up north and see the aurora borealis.
You'd want to go down to the Antarctic.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at you, Mark Allen, an arsehole.
Yes, I am.
Because the problem. So here's the thing, my dream trip would be, ironically, given what you just said, I'd love to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
I reckon that would be
with Greenpeace.
Yes, and save a few whales.
Alaska would be great. The other one I think would be fantastic. Would it be?
Would you be wearing a little cape when you went there?
Of course, would be possibly. the other one would be to go up the Amazon. I mean, imagine going up the Amazon. That'd be fantastic.
Oh god.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be so good. But that doesn't kind of work in with the whole private jet thing.
The only thing I've missed out on is the pyramids. I was trying to work out how we could double back to the pyramids.
I'll tell you what you've also missed out on.
I've stuffed that up.
Hang on. You're the only bloke I know that's been to Paris 5 times and never been to the Eiffel Tower. Like, seriously.
That was bad.
That was really bad. It was bad once, not twice, not three times, but five times.
It was 3 times. That was very bad. I should have done some sightseeing in the city of love.
And you should have.
And I did not. What about
making love in Paris.
What about the
stage?
Great Wall of China one? That's the worst one. So I'm playing the China Open. I'm playing the China Open. I went. There was a little China tour when it first started, and I went right around China. So I know China. I've done all of China.
I know China.
I've done all of China.
China.
Anyway, it all built up to the last tournament, which was the China Open, which was a big one. It's a European tour event. Anyway, I've 3-jacked the 18th hole on Friday to miss the cut.
Oh, dude.
We had planned a trip to the Great Wall of China, which was only 30 minutes from the clubhouse, right? It was all going to be done. Because I had the shits up, because I 3-putted.
You didn't.
I just went back to the hotel and I'd spent a month in China and didn't see the Great Wall of China.
Have you been there?
That is the stupidest thing I've ever done.
I thought the wall was going to be big. Like, it is the Great Wall of China.
Yeah. Can't you see it from space?
Yeah. So I thought.
No, that's a fallacy.
You can. I shouldn't argue with the space.
You can't see the Great Wall of China
the space
from space.
Specialist. Oh,
hang on. You keep talking.
You
I'm
can't.
Look,
but it
up.
Is the most unbelievable, the most fascinating thing I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Like crazy. You know the greatest stat about, you know my favourite stat about the Great Wall of China?
What's that?
It is not only the greatest wall in the world, but it is the biggest cemetery in the world.
Oh, because they buried people in the wall.
So they had Chinese, they had, what's the border?
Mongolia.
All Mongolian. So everybody who built the wall when they died. Buried in the wall.
Into the wall.
So they reckon there could be between 50 and 300,000 buried in the wall.
Wow.
So the biggest cemetery in the world.
Jeez.
Well, see, if I worked on the wall and that was my life's work, if I did have an accident, I'd like to be buried in that wall too.
Yeah. And there's a lot of accidents. Do you understand how high it gets? Like we're talking, I think it's 12 or 15 stories high.
Yeah.
On most of the cliffs.
And most, apparently 90% of the wall is on the peak.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just go over the
good luck
the mountain. It's on the peak.
Yep.
The peaks.
And it's not.
The top ridge.
And you could drive 3 semi-trailers down the middle of it. That's how wide it is.
I've just looked up on Google, by the way. Great Wall of China, often cited as the only human-made structure visible from space.
Often cited, yes.
Is not visible from low Earth orbit without magnification.
That's right.
And even then, you need to have perfect conditions.
That's right. So you can't.
So you can't. You're right, Mark.
Thank you. I mean, it'd be like seeing the Nepean Highway. You know, you can't see the main highway's pretty wide. You can't see that from space.
No, because all the traffic blocks it.
Do you know what I'm thinking here, Ox? And you may have a view on this. I'm a bit hurt by this whole private jet thing that Mark's talked about because he had an opportunity to say to Michael, this would be a great couple of blokes tour.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine launching our first tour. With jets.
Yes.
And he chose not to.
With the price tag of $150,000 a couple.
That's our target market. That's our target market.
That's who we're talking to.
Well, you reckon Darren the banker is going to be forking out $150,000?
He'll be there.
Dargs from Port Douglas will fork out $150,000?
Dargs would be in for sure.
Yeah, I reckon. What about the little engine that could?
The little engine that could, he'd be sneaky. He'd probably only come by himself, though. Anyway, that's... that's how I'm going at the moment.
Hey, how are you going with Ponting, by the way, the investigation?
You mean investigation bourbon and beefsteak tour?
Yes, how are we going?
Well, I've opened the investigation and I've gone back on flashback where some of people have been reported and told me where he has been talking on the wireless.
What?
And I can the investigation's had a few twists and turns, but... preliminary, it is true. Ricky has been talking on other radio stations.
Can I make one suggestion?
Yes.
Call him.
I've done that a couple of times.
What about if I call him?
Oh, you're half a chance. I don't know why. You know why?
I think it's handicap based.
I think it's, I think he's a bit jealous.
Yeah, he is jealous.
Because he knows
he's off scratch and you're off plus two.
Yeah, yeah.
And he knows that he will never get to it. But it's like you being jealous about not hitting a ton at the MCG.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit silly, isn't it?
A bit silly. You're good at one sport, he's good at the other, and move on.
But
move on, Rick.
Quite often I'm asked about who would be the best golfer, who would make the best professional golfer from all other sports. Or I say Jack Riewoldt. I've never said Ricky.
Oh.
And I think that's got back. And someone asked me once, why Ricky? And it's because, you know, he's had a bit of a funny-looking arm thing and the club points in the wrong direction at the top. And, you know, would probably break down under some stress or pressure in tournament golf.
He'd crack under pressure.
Yeah. I think that's part of it.
Who was the one I played with from South Australia?
Oh.
The gun.
Yeah, he's good.
He's the best I've seen. Cricketer.
Yeah, Greg Blewett.
Greg Blewett.
Yeah, like he.
My goodness, he can swing it.
He played for the state. He played for South Australia and was pretty handy. But there's something about Greg's action too that just mightn't have been good enough. He might have just been a bit of a battler as a pro, not as a cricketer though. Have a look at his record.
Both of them very good.
Have a look at his record.
Both of them
what a
very,
star.
Very good.
Do you know what? I've just had an idea that could help you here, Marco. If you can't get Ricky Ponting, I thought of something you could do. Why don't you get Brian Harman? The golfer.
Yes, he does look a lot like Ricky Ponting.
He looks just like him. It is crazy.
They could be long lost brothers, but he could just pretend to be punter.
Has there been another lookalike situation in world sport?
Oh.
Better than that? Better than Ricky Ponting and Brian Harman? I don't think so.
Yep.
Go on.
David Neat, David Schwartz.
Oh, yes. Oh.
David Schwartz, Brad Pitt. Come on.
Boys, have got a heap of feedback to get through.
Okay.
So brace yourself. We might do that next.
And I've got a bloody big issue that's driving me crazy around the streets at the moment.
Really?
It is absolutely annoying the Scheisenhausen.
All right, glass of water and we will be back.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco, and as always, thanks to our great mates at E&S Trading. Make sure to subscribe and you'll never miss an episode, and it'd be great if you could rate and review us wherever you get your pods.
So, on my way in here this morning, it was 15 degrees. So, a pretty cold morning compared to what we've had. Because the weather's been beautiful, hasn't it?
Of course it is. Well, look, to be fair, in Victoria, March, April, and probably the first little bit of May is always spectacular.
Yeah, it is.
The rest of the year, it's a bit of a, you know, dog's breakfast. You can cop anything.
Yep.
But March, April, first little bit of May.
The wind drops off, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Autumn and spring in Melbourne. Best seasons.
Yes. Got the equinox as well, which is very important, which is your birthday, we know that.
Important day.
Your birthday's on the equinox, but I do believe it is the 22nd normally.
It's the 22nd of September.
Okay, 21st of March, Marco's birthday. Just don't remember that, folks. Anyway, so I'm coming in and a lot of people are doing exercise in the morning, rightfully so.
Yeah.
They're walking, a lot of them are walking their dogs.
Anyone doing push-ups? Do people do push-ups anymore?
Yeah, occasionally you see them.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not involved, but occasionally you see. But I saw this one bloke, and he was running, and he was at not a decent clip, but just a good clip.
Right.
And a good clip, I don't know.
So what, did you call it a gallop?
Yeah, no, it'd be a 5-minute K. So not flying, but just going okay. Yeah. Just a nice jog.
Working out.
He would have been in his early 30s.
Right.
Rig? Well, normally you wouldn't see because I'd be wearing a T-shirt or a singlet. But at 7:46 this morning, he had bike shorts on, runners, socks, and that is it.
What?
No top. Now, I would call it posing, and I'm not a poser.
That's posing.
That is posing. But God, he had a good rig.
Did he?
Oh, my God. He had a good rig, good tats.
Tanned?
He just tanned up. He looked good. Is it posing or is it just exhibiting?
No, it's posing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, the only blokes who run along the beach with their shirts off are the ones with good rigs.
Yeah.
You don't see too many others.
Now, I want to see some Peppermint
Patties. Jiggling away.
I want to see a couple of Peppermint Patties running down. They're 30 or 40 kilos overweight. Yeah. The guts is overhanging the shorts. The boobs are up and down. They've got boob rash.
Yeah.
I want to see a few of them.
Did you ever get a shirtless picture on the back page or the front page of the Herald Sun back when you were really going?
No.
I'm not talking about, you know, when you were 26, 27 year old number five.
I very rarely trained.
I'm talking the headband. Did you ever?
No, I trained with singlets on.
Bugger.
I trained with singlets on. I wasn't big on getting the gear off.
But your rig, when you were playing, you were cut.
No, it was fine, but I just trained in a shirt.
Mate, I remember you in the nightclubs. I'd look at you and go, wow.
I had my shirt off at the nightclubs. Don't worry about that. Look at this bloke. Well, I'll tell you what I did do a lot of was the Davenport.
underwear.
The underwear in the nightclubs, because they used to parade you up there and do the – so they give you free Davenports, free drink cards, and 500 cash.
Just to do a couple laps.
Just to do a couple of laps.
How good.
Couple of laps.
How much was the drink card?
500? Oh, no, it was unlimited. No, 500 cash, but unlimited drink cards.
Unlimited?
Yeah, so the Sunbury boys, gee whiz. Oh. You know, I'd get up on stage and they're whistling and carrying on. Oh, he's good. Not because they thought I was good, but they knew they were getting free drink cards.
Jeez.
The old Davenport. Are they still around Davenport?
Oh, they must be. They'd have to be.
Not the undies.
Yeah. Do you remember the Dowd, they had Dowd underwear?
Yes.
Yeah. I ended up going to school with him.
You're kidding me?
Yeah, Melbourne Uni. I went there. I ran into Mitch Dowd.
Right.
And I said, oh, you're not related. He goes, yeah, we own it. I said, you do not. He goes, no, we own it.
That's us.
So then I ended up getting heaps of – so then I had my Davenport draw, I had my Dow draw, I had underpants coming out of my bloody ringer and the good old days.
I thought of you the other day, Ox, in conjunction with underwear, which is a sentence I never thought I'd say.
Yeah.
But you were talking about black mambas the other day, like the snake.
Yeah.
I got an email because I'm on the Step 1 mailing list.
Yeah, I love the Step 1s.
Oh, they're great. But they've got a new line called the Black Mamba range.
Is that right?
I wonder if they had to get that. I wonder if they had to get a when you got to sign off. You know, when you permission to use the black mamba.
Yeah, it's an animal.
I understand it's that, but it is Kobe.
Kobe.
I'll give you an example. The Tassie Devils jumper's been announced.
Yep.
the AFL had to get permission
yep.
off Warner Brothers
yeah.
to use the Tassie Devil.
Yeah.
Now, the Tassie Devil's an animal.
Yeah. But so, you know, Warner Brothers didn't realise that the Tassie Devil was actually an animal.
Well, they didn't.
They thought it was a cartoon.
Yeah, well, the current people don't.
Yeah.
But the people who came up with the Tassie Devil in the 1930s or 40s. Yeah,
didn't realise.
They would have been
they
all
over
known,
it. For yeah.
They
sure.
would have known.
For sure.
Yeah. That's the other thing about America yeah. too. They just don't realise
no.
that there's other countries that aren't connected to America.
Well, baseball World Series, hello.
Yeah,
but that's a newspaper.
Yeah, that was a newspaper.
That was a newspaper.
Yeah, and I get that. And I don't mind that it's calling the world champions over there. I don't give a shit. That doesn't bother me too much. But
their ignorance is bliss.
When I lived there, you would watch the news at night time, and it would come on World News Tonight. And then 15 minutes in, they'd say, okay, time for some international news. So it just carried right through everything they do.
Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
Would you guys like to hear some feedback?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll have the good stuff first. No, let's do the bad stuff first and the good stuff last.
There's no bad stuff this week, but there's a couple of questions for you that we'll get to shortly.
Righto.
First of all, we were talking last week about your return to SEN Ox. Congratulations again. Very exciting.
Yeah. Thank you.
People are excited.
Oh, there were so many messages on it. We won't read them all because there was tons, but there's a couple of good ones that we will touch on.
Oh, hang on. There's a couple of good ones. So there was tons of messages, but there were a couple of good
no,
ones.
No, there was tons of great messages, right. but there were a couple that we will talk about. So
right.
We can't do that. We can't read them all. The podcast will go for 3 hours.
Okay.
This is from Malcolm, your little buddy, little engine that could.
Hey, Malcolm.
Very simple, well done ox.
Thanks, Mel.
I thought I'd mention that because I know you like him, so I thought I'd mention
that. We do love him. We love him.
Paul has written in, I love Marco. You couldn't ask for a better endorsement. This is about your raving about Ox last week at the start of the pod. Such a shame Marco's not coming across with you. But
it's
lovely sentiment.
It's to do with money. Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
Do they have private jets yet over there at SEN?
Well, I think Hutchie's building towards one.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
The current one's out of balsa wood, but I'm telling you now, we're on the way up.
Righto.
Well, they'll need one to get over to see all those Wildcats games.
They do have a helipad, don't they, on the roof?
What?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, they
Are you
do.
Serious?
Yeah, the bloke who owns the building.
It's got nothing to do with this, yeah.
He just chugs in every once in a while on the chopper. Just parks
all
it
right,
up the top.
I like it.
Ashley Lynch has said, great man, the ox. Don't know what Ashley's thinking about there, but, you know.
Yeah, I understand it.
Well, there's a lot of love out there for you. There's no doubt about that.
And we talked about Dargs last week. And
oh, I'm, up in Darwin.
No, Port Douglas.
Port Douglas.
Well, yeah. Okay, Port Douglas.
No,
I was going to say just
where the guys.
Oh, the other Dargs. Yeah, yeah.
And I had a crack at you guys because I thought, well, yeah, Dargs doesn't read the Herald Sun, and you said, well, he's from Melbourne. I didn't know that. Turns out, Dargs has said, we still need our Melbourne AFL fix up here, boys. Yeah. Awesome news. Neatsy is back on SEN.
So good.
Hey, can I just give Nita a big pat on the back?
Why?
Because he just opened up his brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie. Down at Bell's.
Yeah, the Billy Bell's.
Yeah, so Brumanity, his beer. So if you and every can that's sold, there's a portion of it goes to the MND Foundation. So, yeah, well done to Nita in growing his business.
We should do a pod from there again at some stage.
Yeah, we haven't been to the brewery yet.
We haven't done that one.
We had that beer at Bell's Hotel in South Melbourne, and it was a really, really nice beer.
Yeah, it's a good beer.
It was great.
Good beer.
Speaking of beer, Stephen has written in response to our conversation about the price of beer. Stephen said, been loving a beer at the footy for a long time, but with prices, I'm thinking of getting a streaming service and watching it with a drink at home. AFL is now not the family game it was.
Well, I think
it can be. I mean, we're in a crisis, aren't we? We're in a cost of living crisis.
Beer is expensive, but it's the bloody tax.
Yeah.
Beer goes up every quarter. Like it's so expensive now.
See, I was under the understanding that when the GST came in, that's it. You know, why is there GST and other things? I mean, surely if it all goes to the one pit. All right, if all this tax money goes to the one pit, why don't we just settle on, okay, everything's going to be taxed at 11%, not 10, 11. I reckon they'd end up with the same amount of money coming in. It wouldn't be much.
I'm not an economist, but it just doesn't make sense. You're right.
You can't tax everything the same, though. You just can't.
Why not?
Because it's punitive on people who don't earn as much money or on people who have to buy things that maybe others don't.
Yeah.
So, for example, you know, women's health products, for example.
Right.
Yeah, they are exempt of GST, I believe. Well, if they're not, they should be.
That's okay. Well, they don't get touched.
Yeah, but so then you go along, yeah, well, where does it end? Where does it stop?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Surely we can find a number where everyone gets looked after at some stage, to where if everything was just taxed 11 cents instead of 10, then we don't have the taxes that we have on petrol. We don't have the taxes that we have on beer. We don't have the taxes on other things. We just have it, it's set. That's it. Mm. And then if we need a little extra, we get 11.5 cents. Okay, everybody, we've got a deficit at the moment. We're just going to go at 11.5 cents for the next 6 months, fill up our pockets, and then we'll be back.
We're still paying easy. We're still paying the pyramid tax?
Probably.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
I think that's gone now.
Yeah. Don't know about that.
Terry Sefton wrote in.
Yep. Oh, Tez.
Terry Sefton wrote in, you're talking about $15 a pint of Carlton. The Portsea pub charges $20 for a pint of Carlton.
What?
$20 for a pint of Carlton.
Wow.
That seems like a lot to me.
I mean, it's on a nice spot.
Are you getting something else with it?
I don't know. That seems like a lot. I mean, I'm not sure. That seems like a lot. Business idea, guys, from Sam.
Yes.
My wife and I were discussing how good barbecue shapes are. I've got a business idea for you. The barbecue shapes seasoning in a jar so you can sprinkle it over the chips. Please make that happen.
Barbecue shaped seasoning on chips.
So you can sprinkle on chips you buy.
That could work.
I don't mind that. It's like Starbucks they do coffee pods, Starbucks coffee pods, so the normal person can buy them.
Yeah.
I don't mind that idea.
No, it's not crazy.
Yeah.
They're still going to make a good lick out of it. They're not going to get the $8 for a coffee at Starbucks, but good job.
See, I like chicken salt on chips, but I think I would like barbecue shapes spice on chips as well.
Chicken salt's better.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Can we still be friends?
Please.
Michael on the Gold Coast. Hey, boys. Keen on your thoughts, particularly Marco's.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay.
Can we still be friends?
Golfer. Golfing question here.
Could be. Can we still be friends if a mate goes on a golf trip to a fancy pants golf course overseas and doesn't bring me back a cap?
I reckon you can still be friends.
Not if you. What about if you ask for a cap?
It's got to be if you ask for a cap, definitely you won't be mates. But it has to be a marker.
A marker, at least a marker.
At least a marker. That's the bare minimum. They're $5.
Yeah. So if you get over there and it's $100 cap.
You bought me a cap from over there.
Yeah, I know.
From one of the Masters.
That's because I look after my friends.
Okay. So there's a bit of background to this that we should touch on quickly. Nick O'Hearn went to Tara Edie last week.
That's not from O'Hearn, is it?
No, it's not. It's from Michael on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, okay.
Nick O'Hearn went to Tara Edie last week. Mark asked for a cap. Nick came back from Tara Edie without a cap. Mark's pissed off with
him. Didn't he give you a cap?
No, and I asked specifically for a cap.
He's an idiot.
Nick did buy himself a cap.
Yes, he did.
He bought himself a cap.
No, he bought himself like a pro shop worth of stuff.
Oh, so hang on, he's on suspension.
He's on probation, mate.
Can you be friends with Nick anymore, Mark?
He's on probation.
Okay, all right.
Any more slip-ups and there's trouble.
Yeah, okay.
And the golden rule about this is you don't trust left-handers.
That's exactly right.
They're untrustworthy.
They are, mate. They're dodgy characters.
Yep.
Every one of them. Phil Mickelson, Mike Weir, Richard
Mike
Green.
Weir.
Mate, Bubba.
Baha, please.
They're the dodgiest characters.
Now, this is the last bit of feedback, and it's not really feedback, and I don't know what it means. Dean Jacob has sent in some audio that he said he loves and he wanted us to play on the pod.
Okay.
So we might. I don't know where this is going to go.
Is it blue?
I don't know.
I
actually don't know. So let's play the audio. Have a listen.
Let's get to Mario in Doncaster. G'day, Mario. Guys, when President Kennedy was assassinated, Jackie's famous pink dress, the Chanel dress, was covered in blood. And she refused to take it off that day because she wanted America to see what they had done to her husband in Dallas. Now, when Richmond was down by 130 points... No, listen. I've vomited all over myself. I haven't taken it off. And I've been walking around the petrol station. I slept in. No, listen. I've walked around all day. I want everyone to see
original person who put his membership in the microwave, right?
He was. I called that game. It was Carmichael Hunt. He kicked the, kicked the skull after the siren up in Cairns. And
Mario microwaved his membership the next day.
Richmond were up by 13 points with about a minute 56 to go, and they got beaten.
Then later in the year, they were down by 130 something points. It wasn't long after that they pumped out three premierships in 4 years.
Yeah,
what was that place's name? Mario.
Mario from Doncaster.
So he's walking around with your old hood, Doncaster. Yeah. So he's walking around with vomit on his shirt.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what Richmond did to
him. He used to call once a week. And I wonder if they'll all come back for you. I bet they do.
My favourite was Darren from the custody centre.
He's one call.
He only had one call a week.
Yep. And he called you?
And he called us. Terrence from Turak and we had Vito from Carlton. And we had a lot of
Sevi from Spain used to call every once in a while.
I love Sevi from Spain.
He was good.
Anyway. All right.
That'll do us. Time to spin the wheel.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
It's a Mario joke.
Oh,
it is. It's a Mario joke.
Well, we struggled last week finding any possum jokes, so hopefully we've got a Mario joke.
Mate, there were possum jokes everywhere. What are you talking about?
Well, not last week there wasn't. We had none.
Yeah. Okay. Are you sure?
We just couldn't find them. All right, Marco. What is Mario's favourite brand of chocolate milk?
Are we talking about the cartoon Mario or Mario Kart Mario or just Mario?
Mario Kart.
Right. I don't know.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, nice. Yes, very good.
How good's Mario Kart racing, by the way?
Yeah, it's good. When my kid was into that, that was the only game that I made sense in my head.
Yeah.
Some of those other ones, Super Smash Brothers and stuff.
Yeah, just too hard.
What the hell was that about? It was just ridiculous. Just push buttons at will and see what happens.
Unbelievable.
Have you got another one?
No.
That's an underwhelming end of the podcast.
Well, I guess we'll see you next week then.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.